It's confirmed actor Deepika Padukone and Irfan Khan will be reuniting on screen for Vishal Bhardwaj's Sapna Didi biopic. Deepika will be portraying late gangster Rahima Khan, famously known as Sapna Didi, who tried to kill Don Daud Ibrahim in order to avenge her husband's death. Irfan Khan will be playing a local gangster and Deepika's love interest in the movie. Harshvardhan Kapoor, who is busy preparing to essay Abhinav Bindra in his biopic these days, feels that this is the most mammoth responsibility he has ever shouldered. Helmed by Kannan Iyer, the movie is an adaptation of Abhinav's autobiography, A Shot at History, My Obsessive Journey to Olympic Gold. After Kangana Ranaut spilled beans on her alleged affair with Hrithik Roshan, asking him why he is hiding from her, Hrithik's ex-wife Suzanne has allegedly come forward in support of Roshan. Suzanne posted a picture with Hrithik and captioned it, "No allegation or sad plot can triumph over a good soul." Actor Varun Dhawan shared a blurry picture of his leading lady for his upcoming movie October to be helmed by Shujit Sarkar. It has been revealed that model Banita Sandhu has been finalized for the role. Sujit felt that Banita synced perfectly with the character's vulnerability and innocence. Bobby Darling has filed a case of domestic violence against husband Ramnik Sharma in Bhopal. Bobby claims that he would hit her and usurped her money and property. On the contrary, Ramnik blames Bobby of attempting to take away all his property and has filed an FIR against her. Pop star Madonna has confirmed that she has relocated to Portugal for the foreseeable future. The actor expressed her love for the country and said that she's working on new music and on her upcoming movie Loved. Actor Ali Fazal, Judi Dench and filmmaker Stephen Frears brought their period drama Victorian Abdul to the Venice International Film Festival. Judi shared that playing one of the most famous queens in history wasn't easy and even looking at the part was a struggle. The movie revolves around the relationship between the monarch and an Indian man, Abdul Karim, played by Fazal. Guitarist Walter Becker, who co-founded rock group Steely Dan, passed away at the age of 67. The band was mostly known for its jazz-tinged music and cynical lyrics. Becker had earlier missed concerts in July this year due to ill health. Actor Angelina Jolie has confessed that being single has taken a toll on her after calling it quits with her 12-year-old long partner Brad Pitt. This happens right after Brad allegedly apologized to his former wife Jennifer Aniston for being an absentee husband and leaving her for Angelina. Rapper Lil Wayne has been hospitalized after he passed out with multiple seizures right before a performance. The hip-hop artist reportedly suffered epileptic seizures and as a result fell unconscious in his hotel room.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.